Bhagavad Lila, 11th Canto, Chapter 13, Summary. The Hansavatar answers the questions of Brahma's sons. This is the topic, which is a continuation of Uddhava Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna's beautiful teachings on divine knowledge to his friend and student, Uddhava. On this chapter, Krishna describes to Uddhava how human beings get attached and overwhelmed by sense gratification and bound in a samsara. And he describes how they can get free from this triguna. Then he describes his Hamsa avatar and speaking to the four Kamaras. So he's talking about the three modes of nature. They're related to the intelligence, but not to the soul. So one should conquer the modes by becoming transcendental. The three modes increase their influence on the living entity through various types of shastra, water, place, time, nature of activity, birth, meditation, mantras, prayaschitta, rituals, etc. One who's foolish identifies with the material body and experiences so many miseries under the control of the foolish mind. Bewildered by the intolerable hankerings for sense enjoyment, the unfortunate person becomes a slave of his senses. Even though they know that sense gratification leads to suffering, they can't avoid it. An intelligent man of discrimination avoids sense objects by renouncing and engaging in bhakti. Even Brahma has some mental agitation because of his heavy activities he has to perform. His four sons, the four Kumaras, they asked him how to get free from the impetuous desires for sense gratification. Brahma didn't have the answer, so he prayed to God, and God appeared as a swan, Hamsa, avatar. And he described about self-realization, and everyone became happy. There's some interesting purports in this chapter, which we can look at. This is chapter 13, verse 35. Dristim tata prati nivartya nivritta trishnas tushnim bhavin ija sukhanu bhavo niriha sandrishyate kvachayadi dam avastu buddhya tyaktvam brahmayana bhavet smitir anipatat. Hamsavatara was Krishna speaking. Having understood the temporary illusory nature of material things, and having pulled one's vision away from Maya, one should remain without material desires. By experiencing the happiness of the soul, Nijasukh Anubhav, one should give up material speaking and activities. If sometimes one must observe the material world, one should remember that this material world is not the ultimate reality, and one has to give it up. By remembering this constantly, that this material world is temporary, it's an illusion, and I have to die, one will never fall into Maya or illusion. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments on 13:35. The living entity and external energy should not be anxious for sense gratification and not act for personal enjoyment. Rather, one should search out spiritual bliss through Krishna bhakti. By reviving one's loving relationship with Krishna, one will understand that if one accepts any material object for one's personal enjoyment, attachment will develop. One will become bewildered by Maya. By gradually developing one's spiritual body, one will no longer desire to enjoy anything within the material world.